This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Here we go. Tuesday morning, December 17th. Counting down to Christmas. Highs of 74 today. Kind of hard to get in the Christmas spirit for me, and I know a lot of us. 72 tomorrow. Then a cold front comes in Thursday. Highs of 62. But wait, another cold front on Friday. Brilliant sunshine. Highs of only 59. Saturday, highs of only 49, but unfortunately it doesn't stick around till Christmas. But Christmas Day as it stands now, we're talking about highs of 71. And keep in mind, that's going to happen around maybe 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. So it's not going to be warm, but it's not going to be cold either for Christmas. Dr. Fred Lopez joins us now, professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. Morning, Dr. Fred. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
You know, you and I have been talking about vaccines for a long time, and I always made the ultimate example, I guess, of a vaccine as the polio vaccine, and how I can remember as a kid getting the sugar cube with a pink dot, if I remember or not. Is that right?
Yeah, it used to be that there were two types of polio vaccines, an oral version and a shot version. The shot version is the only one that's currently being used in the United States and really has been the only one that's been used since the year 2000 in this country.
Do I remember people having a scar on their arm from the polio vaccine or not?
Or that was that smallpox.
Smallpox, okay.
Is what
that's
you're referring to.
All right, so when it comes to RFK Jr. and talking about the polio vaccine, President Trump in Mar-a-Lago yesterday saying it's not going to go anywhere, but then saying he wasn't a fan of mandates either. Take us, Dr. Fred, if you can, before we get to bird flu and all that, because I think it's very important. I always talked about, you know, when it comes to vaccines, if the polio vaccine were to go away, you know, you remember you and I had this conversation, if people would feel differently about it. Now I'll be doggone if we don't have a guy that's up for the head of the Health and Human Services that's talking about doing away with a mandate for the polio vaccine, which just has me pulling what little hair I have left out of my head. Tell me the history of polio and the vaccine in this country, just for people that don't remember, please.
Yeah, I mean, politics aside, polio is a potentially devastating disease. You can develop lifelong paralysis from polio. About 2 to 10 children out of 100 who have paralysis from that polio will die. And we have a vaccine that I just spoke about a moment ago that is extremely effective. It's four doses is the universal recommendations for polio vaccine. Three doses, in fact, of the polio vaccine provide at least 99% protection against developing polio. Again, a disease that can result in death. And like other vaccines, has really proven to be very effective at preventing an illness that used to be, unfortunately, a challenge for countries, including ours, but now has really become kind of an afterthought because of universal vaccination and the effectiveness of these vaccines.
So tell me about polio itself. What exactly happens? What causes it? And how does it manifest itself? For people who don't know and don't remember, that might think they're against the polio vaccine but don't realize what they're up against.
Yeah, again, because we don't really see it much anymore, like chickenpox and other viral illnesses that are not nearly as common as when we were growing up. It's a devastating disease. Again, it causes paralysis, and the paralysis can involve not just the muscles of your legs and arms, but also your breathing muscles, and that could result in death from difficulty breathing. And so it's a disease that we don't talk about because we don't see it anymore, and that's a good thing. That's why we need to continue these universal vaccination recommendations, is in order to keep these kinds of viral illnesses at bay so that we're not seeing people suffering from the complications.
I know I had a cousin that was affected by it that was older than me, but I know that people, as I remember reading about it, that people would, sometimes the kids would come home and say they had a cold or didn't feel well, and then like overnight wind up paralyzed, right? Or sometimes not able to breathe and so forth.
It's, yeah, devastating disease. Fortunately, one that we don't see very much anymore in this country. That's not true necessarily elsewhere. But the universal vaccine recommendation for polio has been very effective at eliminating it from this country.
So for people that don't understand the way it works with immunity, and they say, well, if you're vaccinated, why do you care if I'm not vaccinated when it comes to the polio vaccine? And they, for whatever reason, decide that they want to risk getting paralyzed, which sounds dumb on the surface, I understand. But talk about that, Dr. Fred, if you will, about herd immunity and so forth. I know we have the conversation 100 times, but...
Yeah, this idea that if enough people get vaccinated, it prevents the transmission of illness is a goal that we have for all of our viral vaccinations, measles, mumps, rubella, polio. And again, just to recite the statistics on this specific vaccine, since we're talking about polio vaccine, two doses of the shot against polio, 90% protection, three doses, 99% protection. So very, very effective, universally recommended. And again, we're talking about it this morning because we don't see it, and we haven't seen the complications of this viral illness in this country because of the effectiveness of our campaign for vaccination universally in children.
His transition spokeswoman, RFK Jr.'s transition spokeswoman, said, just to be accurate, that Mr. Kennedy believes the polio vaccine should be available to the public and thoroughly and properly studied. And we'll take a break, Dr. Fred. When we come back, we'll talk about, is there anything to study here? And is it more of this autism foolishness where that there's no link and we're just pulling stuff out of our heads and making it up and at the harm and risk of the public? And that comes to mandates as well, and that leads to the herd immunity discussion and everything else. 720 traffic now, WWL. 726 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We're going to get to bird flu in a second, Dr. Fred, but real quick, somebody texted in about side effects of polio vaccine. I don't know. Is it, we've been doing this for years and years and decades and decades and decades, and are there any side effects of the polio vaccine? I guess not everything's, and you can take a million people and one person can have a problem with anything, right?
Right. I mean, there's always a chance of some side effects with vaccinations. Like with many of our vaccines, people usually get a sore area where the shot was given, and it's self-limited. It goes away after a day or two, and that's the most commonly encountered side effect from these polio vaccines. So they're very well tolerated. Like many of our vaccinations, it's just local side effects that cause the most problems for individuals.
Let's talk about bird flu. What's going on with that in Louisiana?
Yeah, well, you know, first reported case in Louisiana within the last week, and it's a serious case requiring hospitalization somewhere in the southwestern part of the state. Not a lot of the details have been released, although it does appear that that individual was exposed to dead or sick birds, which is often the case. It's often transmitted from wild birds, poultry, and now cattle, which is currently driving a lot of the outbreak in the United States this year. There have been about 60 cases in this country amongst humans. And this is the first serious one that's been encountered. Most people who have been getting the bird flu, meaning humans, in this country have a mild illness, maybe some cough, some fever, and some red eyes, conjunctivitis. but this individual in Louisiana looks like that this individual has a more serious illness, which makes it a little different from most of the cases that have been reported this year. Still important to mention, though, that this is considered low risk for the public health by the CDC currently, because there's been no human-to-human transmission of this bird flu virus. But if it were to mutate and be more easily transmitted from human to human, we could be talking about a different level of priority for the bird flu.
So what's the next step in this?
The next step is that we really have to closely monitor the transmission of this illness. Again, 60-some-odd cases already reported this year amongst humans. The real worry is if it can this virus could mutate, perhaps in another mammal like a pig, for example, where bird flu viruses and human viruses can mix and reassort and maybe develop mutations that would make the virus more easily transmitted from human to human. And if that were to occur, because there's no immunity amongst humans against the bird flu virus, we could be talking about another pandemic. We're not there yet. Again, I need to emphasize there's been no evidence of human-to-human transmission of bird flu virus in the United States, but this needs to be monitored very closely. I think if there's a silver lining here is that this bird flu virus has been around for more than 20 years. So we do have a stockpile of potential vaccine candidates that could be developed quickly. And we do have medications, should someone get sick, to be treated for the bird flu. So we're ahead of the game in terms of, for example, what you and I have been talking about for now almost 5 years with respects to COVID-19.
Thank you, Dr. Fred. Have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year if we don't talk to you, okay?
Same to you, Tommy.
All right, I appreciate it. As always, we'll take a break, talk to Joe Geruso. We come back about lengthy delays, millions in extra costs for roadwork projects. Right now, time for WWL First News.